Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. The show is also sponsored by reclaimingtherepublic.org, 1798part2.org, and people are actually starting to get the correlation here on 1798 Part 2, as well as we are sponsored by republicreview.org. This is the only show that actually provides you with a constitutional solution in dealing with federal government overreach. And instead of going down this path of trying to educate everybody, I figured, well, patriots will be able to get this quickly, and that's why I'm on this channel. But the people that we need to target, and those of you, many of you, as this audience continues to grow, many of you understand that the real target that we have to get on board so that they can understand and do their job are the state legislators. There's 5,445 of them, and they are the ones that are of the utmost importance. They are paramount in getting this and understanding this, and this is why I'm directly reaching out and getting involved in the election process so that, one, they can become informed, and two, so that they can actually take action like what happened in 1798 Part 1. And so actually I've gotten quite a bit of feedback as people have ventured into the Kentucky resolutions and the Virginia resolutions and are absolutely blown away how this really does correlate what they were doing in today's technology and in today's paradigm. So anyway, if you're unable to follow this show at all or listen to this entire show, do not forget that we do have a show that is available out there on the podcast. So that would be going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and getting those folks involved and getting, not those folks, I'm sorry, just downloading my podcast. And actually, you can share this. You can, like I said, with my videos, you can actually have parties with, have your children's birthday parties watching these videos. That way you can actually be a partaker in that process and in educating more specifically speaking. Anyway, kind of got a lot to go on today, so let me kind of get through this. As you know, this show is dedicated, like I've been saying, to the state legislators as well as grassroots leaders, and that is the party leaders, because there are lots of different grassroots organizations out there, but they do not really hold any salt as far as getting any type of political movement. They can go out and protest, like Antifa and all of that. They probably have dual hats, but just like the Tea Party, a lot of them have dual hats. They're both in the GOP as well as the Tea Party and so forth. But the focus on the GOP, Constitution Party, and Libertarian Party, if we can do that as we start growing this, the intent is to getting them to center on the Constitution and demanding that everybody that wears their label within their or that represents their organization, so that's county commissioners, that's sheriffs, all of these folks, if they are not centered on the Constitution, then they should be motivated in getting replacements for that. And so I've talked enough about this, and I go into this all the time, but I think it's really important for those who are just beginning to listen to this to understand that it's not necessarily not about you, but we, you and I, need to start focusing on those people, and hopefully you become motivated in becoming one of those people. I constantly ask people, go get involved in your GOP, become a PCO. If you already got a PCO in the GOP, then shoot, go over to the Constitution Party and be a PCO, or the Libertarian Party, whoever is a legitimized party within your county, then start, inflicting and enforcing, but start selling the idea to the party at that point to start centering on the Constitution. What would be better than having a bunch of competition in a county where you have three good quality constitutional candidates instead of, you know, people that just want to look for an opportunity to get money on the backside, so or you know, work their way up to become a congressman so they can become a millionaire by receiving all sorts of little contributions, contracts, and those types of things from lobbyists, globalists, and so forth. So anyway, again, like I mentioned, the podcast, the video is out there. So go download that video. And like I said, share this with folks. Get that video into as many people's hands. Just send the link to them and have them just recommend that they watch that. If you've already watched that, if you've watched it. If not, it may be better to watch that because your friends may come back and go, wow, did you understand this, this, and this? And if you can say, well, yeah, I do, then it probably wouldn't bode well for you. But anyway, I do need your support. So it's that obligatory groveling time. I would appreciate it if you wanted to reach out. It's info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know what you've got. You've got some computer resources, you got time, you got phone resources. If you've got money, and I've been saying this for months now, save your money. Well, it's time to spend a little bit of money. I've got the endorsement page on Reclaiming the Republic, and it's called Candidate Endorsements. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to go and actually look at it for myself so that you can actually get a confirmation. Yes, it is the candidate endorsement button on the right underneath the home with my logo. Just click on that. That'll take you to the candidates that are up there. And I want you to know, as you scroll down, you'll see Bill Winey, or Winnie, Clarence Stiver, and Carl Allred. You're going to start seeing some other representatives, and actually, you are going to see a governor candidate because I have received Taylor Haynes's pledge to supporting the constitutional audit and getting and helping lead with the state legislators in this. So I still need to get out to the other candidates to find out if they're on board. They're probably not, but we'll see. just between you and me, and because it's a podcast, if anybody that wants to listen to this, I would probably say that the only other likely candidate that would be interested in signing and committing might be Rex Rammel. Might be. That's just due to the fact that he does seem to be constitutionally centric, if you remember his interview. Not that they weren't constitutionally aware, but he seemed to be more apt towards a limited government more so than the other two. Not that they weren't really limited. They just weren't understanding state sovereignty, that type of stuff. So I could be wrong, and I hope I am. I think, remember I was talking about competition. It would be great to have four candidates running for governor that actually sign the petition and say that they're going to support this. That would be great. And what that would even be better is going past the primary and into the general where we have two candidates that are committed, because if Rex Rammel and the GOP or the Republican winner of the primary are both those who have signed this pledge, then there's a guarantee that we're going to get some leadership in the state on in these assemblies in talking about standing up, taking the sovereignty back, and literally moving forward with an audit. It's better than I can imagine, because now you actually have a leader that can kind of go around and or an executive, the executive officer of the state, and actually not necessarily enforce. He's not a king, but he can lead. He can inject. He can step up and go, you know, why are we not doing this? This is your job, not mine. And so I look forward to, you know, reaching out. I'm going to be sending the emails tonight to the other campaigns. So if they're listening, they'll be waiting for it. Then if not, it'll be a surprise. But this is big stuff. I can't impress upon you how big this is and the successes that I'm having in Wyoming. I've got some successes in Tennessee. I would love to see other states step up. And if you're in another state, you want to see that state step up and get involved in this, by all means, please reach out to me. Again, I'm groveling for help and support, and that would be info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And so I think I've already kind of covered what's next. And so the email is going out, and there is more to come. I'm hoping that they'll all at least participate in a second round of interviews so that we can, you know, get into their head as to why they're for it and or why they're not for it and their approaches. Remember, you know, I've just created the model or the flow chart and the process and so forth. I'm just hoping that people get this and they kind of follow that. Because that is the constitutional process. I think most of them will get that and do that, but you never know. Sometimes people, they just want to, you know, turn things upside down and paint it red so that they can call it theirs. So we'll see. Again, you have to, this nation was not built for a king, and I'm just trying to lead. I'm not trying to be the monarch or the authoritarian here. So anyway, I do want to let you know that I did scan the news, and there is no sign of the federal government giving up any of its roles, responsibilities, and powers. And that means you and I are going to have to do that. And what we have to do, we will discuss after this hard break. So please stay tuned, and we'll have film at, 4:18 or something like that, 3:18, 6:18, depending on the time zone you're in. But we will be right back after this. Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least two ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is improving your overall health by working with your dentist like Dr. Tracy and developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program. For every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, Dr. Tracy will reward you with $50 off your dental work. Consequently, if you refer five people, that's $250 off your dental work. Give them a call and ask for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. So I am back, and I've got a sticky volume here. Anyway, as I said, there is no sign of the federal government, before we went to break, giving up any of its roles, responsibilities, and powers that it has no authority to execute. Therefore, that means we have to do it. And I've been posing this question. I've been really bad about getting this out every day. But as I'll kind of reframe it, because the question is, why is it important, or why is reading our founding documents important? And so I'll lead it off with, why is it important, if you're a Christian, why is it important for you to read the scriptures on a regular basis? And I think that if you can connect the reason why that's important, you should be able to understand why it's equally important to understand our founding documents. And so we'll take it from there. If you want to answer that question, again, I have a set of signed books, personalized signed books to you. It's already got your name in it. Just call. Anyway, I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday, but I will be guest hosting the KMET Constitution radio show for Douglas V. Gibbs this Saturday from 1 to 3 in Southern California. So I just figured I would kind of get that out there so that you're aware of that and so forth. I also want to kind of point out, because I want to go through some of this new stuff, because it seems like everybody is having a conniption fit on the fact that President Trump misspoke. I mean, you know, presidents misspeak. Maybe some presidents misspeak more than others. But I can't understand how they're just making such a big deal over this when, you know, Obama, he talked about that red line in the sand, didn't he? He said that we're drawing a red line in the sand. If this happens, then, you know, we're going to take action. And then when everybody called him on it, there is silence. He didn't even come back. There was no clarification. They just, you know, they did not really go back and say, well, okay, I lied, or we had no intent, or what have you. But I found it interesting that nobody's really holding him accountable for that. And so I find it ironic that the left, and no, it's not ironic. It is just, it's an indictment on how in the pockets of the progressives, or the progressives are just in the pockets of the Democrats, whatever, the symbiotic relationship. There we go. That's a better description. The symbiotic relationship between the mainstream media and the entertainment industry and the left and so forth. It's like they're very quick at singing the same song. And this actually goes back to the NFL as well. If you start looking at it, this is a religious ideology, because they're all singing the same song. It's like a church choir that just sings the same hymn, you know, or or dare I say, the chain gang or what have you, how they just have the exact same song that they go out and work, and maybe they change their songs. But it, regardless, this is a religious ideology that they are so entrenched in. And in looking at this upcoming election, and as well as the primaries that are still percolating and still, you know, these states that still haven't had their primary, there's some that's coming up. I think it's the 7th. And I think Tennessee is like on a Thursday, which hurts my head. I think somebody was telling me it's the 2nd of August. And I'm going, really? The 2nd? So I don't know. I thought all states, and I thought elections were always on Tuesday. But, you know, I write this down. I'm wrong. I was wrong on that. But the point is that as we start moving towards this, we're going to start hopefully getting these individuals advancing into the general. Now, in Wyoming, that's almost a slam dunk. In Tennessee, in a lot of these hard red counties, it's a slam dunk as well. I think even in some of the purple states, it's a slam dunk. And once we get these advocates for standing up for the Constitution into the general and slam dunked into the session, I hope you're watching. As a matter of fact, this may be the new trend. You know how every time they come up with the big trend for 2018 or the big word or what have you, maybe 2019, the big trend and the new thing that everybody will be talking about will be auditing the Constitution Republic Review. Who knows? I mean, stranger things have happened, right? Well, anyway, I also wanted to point out that if you start looking at why, you know, the media is just literally controlled into how it manages its narrative, it only speaks to Platonism and how tight the propaganda has to be controlled. I didn't get a chance to also say this, because I've heard Trump in the past, and I would love to hear presidents begin to lead. I know that at times Trump has actually done a pretty decent job in saying things that a real leader would say, but I don't think he's doing it enough. I believe that he needs to, when he has an opportunity to stand there with other nation leaders, I think it's about time we start talking about, you know, the importance of electing leaders who support individual liberty and individual sovereignty, and, you know, stop supporting globalist agendas and a globalist managing globalist agendas and so forth. If you look at Putin in that meeting, he could have spoke and basically talked right there to the Russian people about the importance of who they select in their president. Now, I'm making a huge presumption that the Russian elections are actually free and they actually count. I believe, as Aline Lindstrom mentioned when I had her interview back in April timeframe, April 18th and 25th, I think, she pointed out that, I think it was Stalin that says, let the people believe they have a voice in the election. He doesn't care about the people voting. He cares about who's controlling the count. And so, and I'm ruining that paraphrase or that little adage, but bottom line is, that's how it is. And if you start looking at some of these states, the leftists are deeply entrenched in some of these purple states, and that's how they're able to maintain and grow and grow and grow. And it has nothing to do with the electorate. It has more to do with how they're able to manipulate the polls and manipulate everything. Back to this leadership thing, though. There's been really very few presidents that have spoke. I mean, you know, the 1,000 points of light from George Bush, or, you know, the New World Order from George Bush. And same thing with the Clintons, Bushes, and Obama. It was all more speaking towards the global economy, global independence, and so forth. Or not independence, dependencies and interdependence. But Trump actually spoke out, and he's spoken out a couple of times on this, but I would like to see him do it more regularly. I would like to see him actually, because Obama should have been held accountable for the Iranian, insurrection. There was kind of an insurrection over the election. What was it? I think it was 2010 or 2011 when they started revolting, and all of a sudden they started cracking down and arresting. And Obama did nothing. He said nothing for individual liberty and sovereignty. He believed that those people needed to be subjugated. And that was, to me, that was tragic. An American leader who believes in liberty obviously should have said something. And obviously Obama's not a leader and he doesn't believe in liberty. If you are a leader, and if Trump's a leader, I'd like to see him do that more. And I hope this makes sense, because this is what we need. We need leaders to lead on individual liberty and the fundamental principles that are within our Constitution, that established our Constitution. And those are, like I said, individual liberty and individual sovereignty. I want to do some other go-backs on, you know, how the press is constantly given these leftist presidents. You know, they made fun of Bush. And I think that was Bush's job, was to make it look like Republicans are stupid and that, you know, we needed to have leftist presidents so that we wouldn't have stupid presidents, maybe. I don't know. I was never a Bush fan. I never was, and I never will be. But I will say this, that there was one point in time where Obama talked about the dark history of American slavery. I think he mentioned to his wife that Michelle had more slave blood in her than she had, you know, anything else. And I'm going, are you serious? Are you completely erasing? Because I do not believe that if you look at the periods of time from the Egyptian Empire and the Egyptian rule of enslaving everybody else, and then the history of slavery and slave masters and so forth, I don't think the 200 years or whatever that was that they had actually legitimized racist slavery in America, where they've done it other places as well. The point is that I can't believe that he just marginalized or took that small fraction compared to a huge number of years of being the center for slavery and saying, yeah, you know what? This is just terrible that she has this. And he went on an apology tour at the very beginning of his election. And I'm going, why is it that they are absolutely silent? And actually, they applaud him for saying the difficult things. And I don't like the hypocrisy. Carter did the similar things. And like I said, Clinton had aided communism very significantly. And so we've got to actually start putting some realities to this. I'd just say we just continue to abandon the mainstream media. And instead of watching TV, just listen to Red State Talk Radio. As you can tell, I've got a hard break, so I'll be right back after this. Please stay tuned. Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VONTRACYDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Okay, so I am back, and in addition to being back, what I want to point out is the lack of knowledge of self-governance, because it just seems like people just think, well, okay, you're right, the first step of self-governance is voting, but how many people have been voting lately? I can tell you in our local area, last year for the 2017 election, because we had some seats and so forth that were up, we had barely 20% for the primary, and we barely got 30% for the general. Is that what it looks like in your area? Go look. Go find out. What that is saying is that most people don't understand self-governance, because the first responsibility of the citizen in a system of self-governance is learning and voting. I mean, your primary act that you're supposed to do is vote. And it's okay if you don't know who to vote. It's very common. The judges usually have an undercount because most people don't vote or don't know who to vote for. So they just refuse to vote for judges or what have you. But my point is that is way too low. That is an indictment on the fact that people do not understand they have a civic responsibility of engaging in a system that we inherited from our framers, known as a self-governance system. And so I'm hoping to help you motivate others. We've got to get out there. You've got to get vocal. But the other thing is, it's not just that. There are businesses that are stakeholders in this process as well. And as I railed today, earlier with some people, I am going to tell you that We all have a responsibility, and politics costs money. This isn't just another, and it is, it's actually another way to come around and say, hey, help these candidates out on the candidate endorsement page that I've got on Reclaiming the Republic. You don't even have to send a lot of money. But the point is, if you don't spend any money and businesses don't spend any money, that's great, because Soros is spending all his money to buy our government and buy and basically get the world under his control. Isn't that great? And if we're not going to do anything about it, because it does cost money, it costs money to print signs, it costs money to do ads, it costs money for politicians. Please help them. If you're in a red county and you're in a slam dunk red county, especially if you're in a county, because lots of red counties do not have oppositions. If you have a legislator that is going unopposed, going into the general, then why would you give him money? Send the money to Wyoming and Tennessee, to where we have these people on the candidate endorsement page. Help them out. Help those who are, like I always say, help those who are willing to commit to saving all of us from federal tyranny. Does that not make sense? That is self-governance. That is actually smart, strategic planning and execution, because if you actually, you know, throw $5 a week at these candidates, I'm going to tell you that you and we will benefit if we get them across the finish line. But they need help getting across the finish line. None of these guys are Trumps. None of these guys have millions of dollars. And we don't necessarily want Trumps to constantly come in, because they're not all going to be maybe as good as Trump. Let's just say that, because a lot of these guys, like Soros, he's got money and he's buying elections. He may not be running, but he's buying elections for a very specific purpose. Now, Trump has been, you know, not necessarily making himself rich and making laws or what have you, and self-aggrandizing and serving his self-interests. I mean, in some ways he does. He wants to make sure that he's perceived as the good guy. Some of those things are important to him. He doesn't like the fact that he's under constant investigation by Mueller. But the point is that you don't want millionaires that want into office, because most of them are self-serving sons of guns. How's that? And they do not care about anything other than what is in it for them. But I'm telling you, those people on my candidate endorsement page, those people are not doing it for them. They are actually stepping into the fray to stand up for you and their constituents, all of us, in taking on the federal government and moving this thing forward. This is frustrating that, you know, we have to do this. The fact is that we have been lied to, we have been duped, and we have been deceived for 200 years by jurists and people with very nefarious intent. Some of it's avarice, some of it's strictly greed, that they just want to be able to become richer at the expense of the people. While the other people that are hiding in the shadows, like Soros, like Joe Kennedy. I mean, Joe Kennedy was a very despicable man. He literally tried, he did buy the presidency. And then when his son got in there, his son wasn't necessarily one that was in favor of, you know, creating favors back for his dad. He actually started doing some good things while he was behaving badly, of course. But, you know, nobody's perfect. I'm not trying to judge everybody or anybody. My point is that Joe Kennedy, he had a motive that if he could get his son in there, he might be able to get some advantages. Unfortunately, JFK's term was cut short, so we'll never know if JFK was going to do some things for his dad or not. But as he got in there, he started recognizing that it was a very corrupt system. I will tell you that everybody that is in politics or going into the fray either knows it's a corrupt system, or they're going in to fight it, and then they get morphed into or sucked into the corruption, into the swamp, if you want to call it that. Everybody I talk to, I've talked to people in Tennessee, in Georgia, and these are really red states, and even in Wyoming, they tell me, oh man, do you know how corrupt it is here? And I go, it is nothing compared to the corruption in D.C., California, and these dark blue states. You're decades behind us. And if you do not start standing up and changing the course of your state and this republic, we're doomed. We are doomed. And so I feel very, very good today to know that we're in this position where I have three valiant, stalwart, and what's the better word for it? Honorable men of the highest character right now. And I'm hoping to get some women in there, and I'm hoping to get more. But we got four. You'll only see three right now, but Taylor Haynes's name will be going on there as well. This isn't about gender. This isn't about race. This isn't about identity politics. This is about individual liberty and sovereignty and saving our Constitution Republic. Therefore, I hate to go on and on, but I want to impress upon you that if you understand how simple it would be to just throw a few dollars to each of these candidates, we're only talking four right now. Let's say I even have 20. That may be, if you can only do $2 or $3 to each candidate or to half the candidates, then the other week, give it to the other half. The Bernie Sanders principle is if you get a lot of people contributing small amounts of money, a lot of people will end up becoming a lot of money. You don't need to have just a few donors that are providing big checks. And most, I think every single one of these, except for Clarence, I think his website and donation process is, I think, via Facebook. But Carl has, I believe it's a GoFundMe page, so that you'll go to his GoFundMe page. And I think Bill, he has an actual website, so I think you may be using PayPal. But either way, I think all three of these sites will take a credit card. Boom, let PayPal or whomever, take the 3%, and he gets the other, $1.90-something or $1.80-something, whatever that is. I'm not even going to hurt my head on the math on that. The whole point is that this is so simple to do, and we have tens of thousands of listeners that listen to this show daily. And I'm just saying, if I get half of you, that would mean a lot of money. Even if it's just a dollar, that's a lot of money in these races. Go look at how much these seat races historically have gone for. They've never gone for this much. So the whole point in getting this kind of money in there is allowing these candidates to have the resources to actually educate through the airwaves, advertising, and that type of stuff, because they're trying to unseat rhinos. I know Bill has got a good entrenched Republican that he has to unseat, and he needs money to do that. And that's the whole point in bringing this up. As I said, these folks that are, providing favors or in a position that they don't care about the Constitution, they just care about doing something for somebody or for themselves, we don't need that anymore. We've got to stop. We've got to turn ourselves around into a society of honor and character. And one of the best processes of doing that would be by, hiring these candidates or getting these candidates elected. The other thing I want to do is I want to talk about the apprehension. Let me see. I don't even have a minute. So when we get back, I want to talk about the apprehension of some candidates and why they may not want to be doing this. And so I'll address that real quick. What I was hoping to do is getting into the Virginia. So tomorrow we will do the Virginia ratification debates really slowly. I'll editorialize, just like with the Kentucky, not ratification, I'm sorry, the resolution, just like the Kentucky resolution. So you can see it start jumping out how Madison is basically talking about auditing the Constitution and calling upon the fellow states to join in rebuking the federal government for encroaching on it and how they do this. So the parallels of what republic review and auditing is compared to what Madison and Jefferson did is just absolutely amazing. I will continue on this. And as a matter of fact, while we're going through the break, I want you to think in the back of your mind what it would have been like if you were a Kentucky or Virginia legislator when Madison walked in the door while you guys were in session, and or with Jefferson, and he walks in the door and just goes, because you have no reason, you have no idea why he's there. There's no reason why all of a sudden he's there. We'll be right back.
It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VonTracyDDS.com.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, so I am back. I've got that volume knob fixed. I want to say this, that this is a unique hour. Now, for those of you on the Pacific Coast, for the most part, most people that are listening to this listen to the entire show. But on the East Coast, the 6 to 7, some people are still in the commute because I know what it's like back there. I lived back there quite a few times, and those commutes are brutal. I want to help you with that. If we can, you know, downscale the federal government, that will make the commutes a lot better, a lot smoother, a lot nicer. Anyway, now there's lots of opportunities to convert that government work into actual civilian and productive work, but that is for the free market to figure out and what and how to do that. But anyway, so I try to repeat some of this stuff throughout the hour, so I make sure that you understand what needs to be done, who's just tuned in, or those people who tuned in earlier, that they would get it. So if I only covered this the one time, then it doesn't get covered for the people that tune in halfway through or later on in the show and what have you. And so I acknowledge that. And what I'm trying to do is try not to just, you know, pound and just repeating the exact same things. Why is it that a good supposedly, quote, conservative, close quote, or supposedly a quote, constitutional conservative, close quote, or Republican would not get on board with this audit process and sign the pledge? And so I will tell you that some of these Republicans are in very closely contended on the left side. In other words, you know, they may be in a purple county and not a strong red county. And they may feel that there's some peril in associating with the Constitution, because our society has gotten to a point where people perceive the Constitution and those who embrace the Constitution as radicals. That's right. If you believe in enforcing and supporting the Constitution, then you are a radical terrorist. Seriously. Because that's what they are teaching in the school system. They are hoodwinking, and they're basically teaching kids that those of us who are Christians or conservatives and or constitutionalists, they're the worst. And they know why we're the worst, because we understand what they're doing and how they're violating it, and we're going to fix it, especially those who understand it to the depth that we do, you, I, in understanding this audit process. So a lot of them just have this political motivation as to be very, you know, not to be associated to anything. And I tell them that if you want to have a low profile, you know, and a local profile, then you can still sign the pledge. I just won't come out. I won't give you endorsements or anything else. You'll go onto the endorsement page if you want that type of help. If you don't, but you can still sign the pledge and I'll sit on it and we'll bury it. That's fine. Then when you get into office, most people want something for nothing, or I should say they want something in exchange for something. And I'm not trying to do a quid pro quo. What I want to do is really help those who need the help, because they want to help. They want to support and actually serve all of us. So that's one reason why. But I will say this, that when I talk to individuals as to, no, I'm not going to sign that, and they can supposedly are a conservative or a constitutional conservative, then I have an opportunity of saying, well, why is that? Because can you academically refute this argument? Because maybe I'm all wrong, and maybe you can actually make my life easier and make my listening audience happier, that they don't have to listen to my bad humor. Nobody can do that. The fact of the matter is, nobody has an academic argument that can shut this down. And so the other reason why is ideological, and you will probably find that some of these folks that may be conservatives, because we were all brought up in the left ideological space academically, we all went to that same indoctrination center, that you'll probably find that they actually have a part of their paradigm is accepting this living document. They're accepting, you know, for the social good and that kind of crap that has nothing to do with our form of government and the highest law of the land and our republic, self-government system, and so forth. And so I really have a hard time trying to figure out how they can get into this space of justifying why they wouldn't commit to this, you know, to this pledge. The pledges, by the way, and I actually have more states that need to go up. So if you live in a state that's not up there, just send me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org, and I'll make sure I get it up tonight. If I can't, then I will put it in the queue to make sure it gets put up there. We get it posted. But I have quite a few of the states. That being said, the primary for Kansas is the 7th, and I told you that July 24th, which is next week, I was going to give you the endorsements for that. I don't have, and because I couldn't get any help, and because I've been way too focused on Wyoming, I really wanted to pick up Kansas and some folks in Kansas. So forgive me if you live in Kansas, but if you live in Kansas and you feel slighted, I should say, then why aren't you emailing me and saying, hey, you know, I'd like to help. I want to put Kansas on the map. I want Kansas to be the first state for the history of the world to remember for the next thousands of years that Kansas was the state that saved the Constitutional Republic, because you guys took the lead. I want to create that kind of competition, a competition of honor, of, you know, being able to say we were the ones that led the charge. You know, there's all sorts of folks throughout history of battles and so forth that, you know, they're remembered for what they did in leading. And so I'm hoping that we have that level of honor amongst many of these state legislators and states that, you know, where people really do want to lead. And so with that, let me do this one more time, because I think it's important and I've only got a couple minutes left. We will get into the Virginia ratification debates tomorrow. But if you go on to reclaimingtherepublic.org you go to the right side of the page, there is the home at the top, and right underneath that is the new tab. You just click on that, it'll take you to the page called candidate endorsements. And so what you do is you go there and you'll actually find the candidates who have signed the pledge and who are committed to serving the entire, not just their constituents, but the entire republic in saving us from federal tyranny. Those are the three candidates, and we have a fourth one. Taylor Haynes was the one that added himself to this list by getting me the contract today, or actually the pledge today. And if you want to read the pledge, go to the pledge scripts page. You just, you know, on the far right, just go down to that button and click on that. It'll take you to the pledge page, and you'll be able to see for yourself, you know, who these people are, and you'll get the link that'll go straight to their page, and each of their pages will, you know, give you some guidance on how to donate to these candidates. It's very important that we don't send them a $100 check. If you can, please do. But what they need is just a little bit from a lot of people. And we have a lot of people that listen to this show. And I have a lot of people that listen to my local show. So I'm putting it out there. And when I'm on the KMET show this weekend, I'm going to try to, you know, help inform and clarify what we're doing so that the Southern California folks who may not be listening to this show will get this information. So this is going to start spreading around, and I'm hoping that we actually can make an impact. This is a historic impact. This is the show that actually asserts the constitutional process in saving our Constitution and getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution. So I ask you, do you want to be entertained, or do you want to be a part of the historical process that saves individual liberty and individual sovereignty for the entire world? Because I've said this before, Trevor Lawdon and lots of people look to America as the last bastion of hope of liberty. If we fall, the world will fall with us. If we withstand this onslaught of globalists and slavery, because the government wants to enslave us, if we can survive that and restore our constitutional republic, we will go down in the annals of history as those who were, and it's not about necessarily, you know, the name, it's just that we will be known as the greatest generation to the world, other than, you know, other points in time like Moses leading Israel out. I mean, this is going to be big, folks. This is huge, and you have an opportunity to be a part of history. I hope you start looking at these pledges. Look into this. If you are not sold, if this is just a voice that's like a gnat buzzing around your head on a daily basis because maybe my voice, you know, helps you get working harder. I don't know. There are people that just place this stuff in the background, and I'm going, okay, well, I'm going to educate you, hopefully, through osmosis. There you go. And so I want you to get involved. I want you to learn, look at this stuff, watch the video, at least go and learn or read my bullets so that you understand how historic this is and what you can be a part of. We will have the Virginia Resolutions with Madison tomorrow. I'm G.R. Mobley. I'm reclaiming the Republic, and I can't do it without your help. And I hope you get motivated in getting involved. We'll be back tomorrow. God bless. The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution
donations page, and you can become a listed supporter of Liberty